Welcome to Rough Life. No baby today, so hopefully this episode will be a lot quieter. I hope you all had a great 4th of July. It is actually one of my favorite holidays because it means we are finally to the halfway point in puppy season. It definitely will get a lot worse before it gets better, but at least it's the halfway mark and it's halfway over. Speaking of 4th of July, that is. If you hear any booming in the background, that is my neighbors shooting off illegal fireworks. Because why would they not at 10 o'clock at night? Anyways, let's get into today's story. The theme is things you can find inside of Lowe's. Yes, like the home improvement store. I'll tell you why I chose this theme later. First up are our singles. Doorknob is my favorite on this load. This is one of the few puppies this year that I actually tracked down and made sure we got. I'll admit, I've been a little busy this year with the whole birthing a baby and mom having stage 4 cancer thing, but when we got the call about this puppy the first time, I immediately fell in love with her. She had wandered up to someone's house and they couldn't even get her to move. They thought she was dead. And they thought she was super old also. So they messaged us late at night. And when we replied the next morning saying we could take it, you know, like, what's your address? We'll come get it. They said it disappeared in the middle of the night. I was sure it had either gotten eaten or it wandered off to die. But then a few days later, we got a message from someone else that the dog had wandered into her yard. Again, we said first thing in the morning we'd be out there and we'd come get it. And again, she was gone before the people read our message. Finally, 2 whole weeks later, no more sightings of this dog. Someone messaged us about her and they said she had been at their house for 5 days. And the first few days they couldn't even get near her because she was so terrified. Finally, she let them get close enough so that they could give her some flea and tick medicine and give her some dewormer. Once again, it was about 11 p.m. when we got the message and I begged that sweet woman to confine her until we could come and get her in the morning. I told her I had been waiting and wanting her for over 2 weeks. The lady also works at one of my favorite restaurants in town, so she knows me. So she brought her in our house that night to make sure that she would be there for us the next day. She was so pitiful. Even after being well taken care of for 5 days, she had rain rot on her legs, she was eaten up with parasites, and she was so afraid of people. But 2 weeks with Mama Becky, and she is doing so much better. I am just so, so happy that we got her, and I'm so happy that she's going to have the best life in Virginia. Insulation was dumped at Jessica's sister's house. It is technically the city limits, but the shelter actually refused to pick it up. They said they would have to euthanize a dog if they brought another one in. So we got it set up with a foster because Jessica's sister is a loser and she doesn't foster for us because she works full-time as a nurse practitioner and she has 2 kids and a dog and a husband and a life. And apparently you can't foster when you have all of those things. Paint was found on the side of the road in a nearby town before the last transport, but the finder agreed to foster her until this transport. The L litter of 3 were owner surrenders. Someone pulled the mama and these 3 babies out from under an abandoned trailer when the puppies were just a few days old. The mama was injured and after a vet visit was determined that she had been shot, but the finder had just fallen in love with the mama and so she spent thousands of dollars with an orthopedic vet to fix her leg. When the puppies were just beginning to open their eyes, she realized that something was definitely wrong with one of the puppies' eyes. And after yet another vet visit, it was determined that it was blind in one eye. Dr. Burton is pretty sure she's going to have it removed, and they will probably do that during spay surgery. The finder is an elderly lady who asked us to promise her if something happens to her, we will take the mama dog and make sure she goes to the best home. The C litter of 4 actually became a litter of 4 with their mama. See, it's actually a good thing that I waited so late to do the episode today, or y'all would have missed this whole story. Somehow, and I don't even know how all of this got so confused and so lost. I don't even know. Somehow, This mama was never mentioned to us until this afternoon, like literally 2 hours before the van left. They were from a severe hoarding and neglect case. The owner died and just left all of these animals behind. The only reason people even found out about them is a few weeks ago, actually back in May, it was quite a while ago, one of the puppies, more than likely from this litter, was found dead on the side of the highway right by this house. So a rescuer in another town stopped and moved it over to the grass so, you know, if owners were looking for it, they would see it and they could bury it if they wanted to, you know, so cars weren't just running over it left and right. The rescuer posted it on Facebook that they had found this puppy dead in case anyone was looking for it, and the neighbors of this puppy's former owner commented and explained that it was from an abandoned house with a bunch of puppies and dogs and no one was living there anymore to take care of them. The rescuer went over there to bring food and dewormer and take pictures to get things moving. At the time, there were 9 total puppies. I don't know if that's counting the original dead puppy or not, but by the time they got to me, there were only 4 live puppies removed from that home. For whatever reason, the rescuer that was taking this on just had the mama of these puppies spayed. She was staying with a foster for 4 days to recover and get her for 4 more days. She had been there for a while. She's staying there 4 more days. And then she's getting her stitches out. And then the plan was just send her back to the abandoned home where there is no one there to take care of her or feed her. Please hear me when I say this. Sometimes that is the only viable option for these mamas. Sometimes they are so feral that that is the only thing that they want and they would never even be happy in a home. But this mama is so sweet and so gentle. She absolutely will love being an inside dog and a part of the family. There was no reason she should have been sent back there to fend for herself, especially when they worked so hard to find a rescue to take on the puppies. And especially because she has a BB lodged in her mouth from being shot in the face. That is absolutely not somewhere she should go back. She's also heartworm and Ehrlichia positive, so if she didn't die from being hit by a car or being shot again, she would have a very slow and very agonizing death without being treated for both of those. I am just so glad that we found out about her when we did. I made an emergency post on our foster's page and so many people volunteered to take her, even if it was just for a day or two, just so that she could make the trip today with her puppies. She has no idea how good their lives are about to get, and I still don't know what happened to the other adult dogs. I know there was another one that looked like this mama. It might have been her sister or brother, and she or he ended up being run over and killed, but I think there were still at least 2 or 3 more. I don't know. I'm still trying to track them down. The R litter of 8 were posted on Facebook, and one of our rescue partners that we work with all the time, Hope, just could not help herself. She jumped at the chance to pull them. The owner told her that 2 were already spoken for, but she could have the rest. But of course, she worked her magic and she explained what wonderful homes these animals were going to get. And the owner decided to just give them all to us and get her mama spayed instead. The T litter of 9 that we're calling Ewoks, because that is exactly what they, and especially their daddy, look like. They are owner surrenders. The mama, the daddy, and the second mama, just wait, I'll explain, were all strays that wandered up to someone's home during the ice storm. Remember the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad snow and ice storm we had earlier this year that I told you all about? Okay, they wandered up during that. The Ewok daddy got both the mamas pregnant. One of the mamas actually looks just like the daddy, so we're calling those puppies purebred Ewoks. But that mama died, though, very sad. The man said something got her when the puppies were almost 3 weeks old, thus the second mama. When she saw that the real mama was gone and that her puppies were just so pitiful looking around for her and wanting to snuggle with somebody, she stepped up and she took them in too. Both litters were born just 2 days apart, so they're just the same age. When Jess went and got them all, though, because the man was keeping them all in his laundry room, the mama kept going in the laundry room and would just lay there and cry and cry and cry because she missed them so bad. That is so sad. The man is hoping to surrender the mom and the dad at some point whenever we have room in a foster to take them, but for now he is very happy to have them spayed and neutered for free. At last, the S litter of 9 are the reason for the theme of the transport. My mom was shopping inside of Lowe's the other day and turned down an aisle where she saw. I'm not even going to cut that out. I'm too tired. Where she saw a shopping cart full of puppies. That is hard to say. You should try to say that. It was too hot to have them out in the parking lot to give them away for free like everyone does. So the owners were actually strolling them around in the store in a cart with a sign that said free puppies. She told the owners that she could not take them that day because we did not have any available fosters anywhere here or up there with you guys, and that it would probably be close to, if not already, August by the time we got to them. But she took them food and dewormer and potty pads the next day just to help them get by. And then 5 days later, we had them on the van headed to Virginia because we ended up getting so many fosters that signed up to help. So they were very happy to get a spay voucher and get their mama spayed for free, and very, very happy to get them all out of their house. As for the cats, Zip Tie was found in an elderly man's yard after a horrible flash flood storm. She was about 2 weeks old and needed to be bottle fed. She was passed around to a couple homes before she finally ended up with one of our fosters. Wood was a last minute add-on. Someone was going to get a drink out of a vending machine at a local motel and heard a teeny tiny meow. She was finally able to reach the kitten from the back of the vending machine, and he was super dirty, but he washed up nicely and is now ready for his forever family. If we would have added him sooner and not so last minute, this transport would have been things you find in a vending machine instead of things you find inside of Lowe's. Flooring was also a last minute add-on when I got word that only 2 of the H litter of 3s were going to show up. Spoiler alert, that's our next story. Flooring was caught on camera being thrown out of a golf cart into one of our fosters' driveway this morning. This morning. They then almost ran the kitten over leaving after dumping the kitten. So she has had quite a day from being thrown out of a golf cart and now on the van headed to Virginia. The H litter of 3, now 2, was ironically named this before I even knew this part of the story. The owner of the H litter of 3 from the Kentucky Derby transport, May 3rd, told her cousin how amazing Wolf Trap was and what great homes all the kittens got. So the owner of the 3 asked us if we could take them, and we said yes. Oh, and they also have a mom, and we said yes. Unfortunately, we have absolutely zero adult fosters right now. So we told her the mom would have to hang back until next transport, but then we could take her. And then when she came to drop off the kittens, she said she could only find 2. So the mom and the 3rd kitten will be coming up together soon. The B litter of 5 were also supposed to come up with their mom. Actually, they were supposed to come up in their mom when she was pregnant, but she gave birth the day of transport, so they held her back. The mom had wandered up to someone's business when she was pregnant, and the owner took her home and kept her until the kittens were weaned and ready to go. Their mom will be on transport very soon. Oh, the finders also named her Katie, and they didn't know me, so like it wasn't because of me. And I was still very pregnant and very miserable at the time when she was originally supposed to go. So I just love her that much more because we suffered from the same condition and I really felt for her. The G litter of 3 were owner surrenders. A pregnant stray wandered up and the homeowners took her in. They love her and they are happy to be getting her spayed, and even happier that they don't have to deal with finding homes for or keeping 3 kittens. That is all for this week's episode. That was a doozy and a tongue twister there. I'm very sorry about that. But that is 50 total animals on board today when I originally thought that we were going to have to cancel transport altogether because we only had 14 fosters. As always, y'all are so incredible, and I thank God for you in my prayers every single night. You are the only reason that we are able to save so many lives every transport. But we do have another transport in 2 weeks that we're still needing fosters for, so make sure you sign up for that one if you're available. It's a rough life, but someone's got to do it.